Thank you for tuning into this episode of the How We Interview podcast. This is Eric Kraljev. In this episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Emily Bowes. Emily works with an organization called Transition Overwatch. They are the conduit between transitioning servicemen and women between enlisted life into civilian life. And then they work with employers to help get those folks matched with opportunity. It's a fascinating conversation. If you have a passion for the veteran space, or you're wondering how you can do more in your day-to-day job, this would be a great episode for you. Enjoy. Thank you for tuning in to the How We Interview podcast. Today, I'm excited to have Emily Bowes with us today. I will let Emily tell you what she does. It's something we haven't talked about on the podcast before, and it's personally, selfishly, it's something I'm super passionate about. So Emily, we're super excited to have you on.
Thanks so much, Aaron. I'm really excited to be here and dive into a conversation. I guess I'll give away the topic around hiring military veterans. I am a managing director for a company called Transition Overwatch, and we exclusively work with transitioning military members and veterans to help them land their next job and or advance their career, just depending on where they're at in their career journey. So I am, you know, passionate about working with military. I live in Virginia Beach. So if you are a military member or know anything about the military community, this is one of the largest military communities and bases in the world. So I have a lot of friends in the military community, as well as some of my extended and immediate family members, and most of my colleagues at Transition Overwatch are veterans. I'm not one myself, which I just want to say at the beginning. So I am not a veteran, but I have just a lot of empathy for the challenges that veterans face at this stage as they're transitioning out of the military. And I come from a kind of non-traditional background myself, so I can empathize with some of the challenges that come with that as well. So I think we'll have a fun conversation. I'm excited to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about in our pre-call, I spent a fair amount of time running veteran recruiting strategy, and I also have not served, but you know, the power in being an ally and getting to know that segment of folks it's one of the most enjoyable parts of my career that I've had to date. So appreciate everything you're doing for this segment as well. I'd love to talk about, you know, you mentioned you hadn't served. How did you get into this? Like what was your journey to get to this point?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have a very circuitous career background. I started out in healthcare. I actually don't have a bachelor's degree, which puts me into kind of an interesting position in the hiring world. You will find if you talk to me for any length of time that I'm definitely going to advocate for making space for people that don't have degrees. And I have been in a lot of different industries. I spent time doing events. I got to do events for corporate WeWork in their heyday in New York City, which was pretty wild and fun. I've done some sales, and I kind of made my way around to working in recruiting. I was actually working out of a co-working space here in Virginia Beach when I met our CEO, Sean, and he was standing up at that time just a contingent recruiting company that was more focused on the manufacturing space. And so I ended up coming on board to work with him doing that. And we started working together back in 2018. And so, you know, I've been working with him for quite some time. He's a former Navy SEAL, and he himself had a really challenging transition out of the military, and he watched a lot of his friends and colleagues have hard transitions. And, you know, you might know this if you know anything about the military space, a lot of the resources that are available are for special ops, senior enlisted, and officers, right? And there's just not very many resources available for enlisted folks, people who, you know, maybe came straight out of high school and served for 4 years or 6 years or 8 years and come out into the workforce. And so he really saw kind of the breadth of those challenges and really has a passion to find a solution to those specific challenges. And so through working with him, I've developed a passion for that as well. And so in the background, we really started trying to figure out how can we make this work. And so that's kind of how I ended up here. I know we might dive into more of kind of the nuts and bolts of what we do, but really just kind of came on this path. And it's so interesting to me because I find in hopefully this is encouraging if there's any military members listening, that, you know, nothing gets wasted. I've worked for a lot of startups, like I said, done events, done all kinds of different stuff. And all of the different skill sets and things that I've developed along the way, I end up bringing to bear in whatever new job I'm in, even if it doesn't seem to have anything to do with maybe the stuff I did back in healthcare at the beginning of my career. I still developed skills there that are totally applicable now. So, you know, it's cool to see how every single thing that you do throughout your career can build a set of skills or experiences or things that can help you in whatever job you're in, even if they seem unrelated. Hopefully that makes sense.
It does. We weren't going to talk about this, but we should. I think it's, you led with circuitous, but like, I often think about this, like if you go see like the teenage you, and then you read the right story of your career to this point, I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around it. I'd be like, what were you thinking? And how awesome is this? And random and cool. But like, gee, I love what you said, like nothing is wasted. Like I am constantly pulling pieces and parts of jobs I had when I was in high school, washing cars or selling tennis shoes to put myself through college. It all helps. And I've known some people who I almost held on too tightly to kind of control the narrative of their career. And I guess everybody's got a different style, but there's a certain part of me, and I don't know how you feel about this. I guess this is the question, is like, how much control do you feel like you have over what this journey is going to be?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it is a mix, like you said. I mean, I certainly have friends that are very driven, that have a clear vision for their lives, that, you know, do a straight path towards whatever that may be and build a career kind of in one clear direction the whole way. But I actually feel like those people, I think, are held up as the example, but are often really the outliers. I think most people are, like you said, on a journey, and there's things that come up. We were talking right before we started, you know, I'm a relatively new mom. I have an almost 11 month old, and I'm, you know, kind of in the middle of my career, and there's a lot of interesting challenges that go along with that. You know, you just have different life things that happen. You move across the country for whatever reason, or you lose a job, or you just lose interest in what you're doing, you know, and you find a passion in something else. You know, back in the day, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because I want to talk about veterans, but when I was going through and doing healthcare stuff, I was doing radiology. And while I was working in that, I got into photography and developed a passion for that and did that for like 10 years professionally as a business. And so it's like, I think that being open to what comes along to you and in life in general, and being willing to kind of take the opportunities that come can really open up far more opportunities and experiences and skills than you might have ever imagined from where you started. But the challenge, I think, is that our traditional hiring culture, if we're talking about how we interview, is not particularly open to that. And I know for a fact, because I've been on the inside of a lot of these conversations as a recruiter working for hiring managers, that a lot of hiring managers want to see that straight line direction. They want to see that you went to school for engineering and you worked in their niche and you worked your way up clearly with no gaps, you know? Yeah. And that's just not most people's story. I mean, only 30% of the population have a bachelor's degree. You know, there's so much more interest in diversity, you know, diversity of thought and ideas and things, if you can look at people that are outside of the clear path. And I think that's a challenge that a lot of veterans face. This is something that I was going to get into a little bit later, and we can dive deeper on if you want to. But, you know, I think I've talked to someone recently who has 20 years of experience in logistics and can't get an interview for a food logistics job that's probably multiple tiers below what they're actually qualified for, because they didn't have any experience in food logistics specifically. But they have 20 years of experience in logistics. So they're like massively overqualified for the role, but they don't have this one little checkbox that the company feels like they need. And obviously, there are certain things that you do sometimes need for specific roles. So I understand that. But for the most companies, you can train someone on the difference between a refrigerated truck or not. You know, like, they're just, these things are so minor. And it's like, companies can get so, like, closed, narrow in their focus. I don't want to say closed, but just narrow in the focus of what they're looking for. And I think really miss out on a lot of really interesting, skilled candidates that would bring way more to the table than your entry-level new grad, you know, would have.
Yeah.
Even though they might not have the same degree qualification or other things. So anyway, we could probably have like a 5-hour conversation on this topic because it's something I care a lot about. But
my God, yes.
Yeah, veterans, I think, are a really, we think of them as kind of a hidden talent pool because they often get left out of the DEI conversation, even though they're protected class and they are considered diverse population. And the military is naturally extremely diverse because it represents a huge cross-section of the population. And they don't align usually one for one to every single typical requirement that a company might have. So we kind of think of them as like this hidden gem. Like, they're a talent pool that a lot of companies don't even think about looking at and miss out on a lot of really incredible talent because of that. So I think, you know, there's a lot of kind of fun things we can get into around that to maybe help shift some of the paradigms and help companies understand how to tap into that hidden talent pool so they can bring in that talent.
Yeah, I agree. I've always felt that way. I always felt like it was obviously a very underrepresented community and maybe a lack of understanding on what veterans can bring to an overall team. I'd love it if you could, and you were talking about kind of how you got where you are. I'd love to talk about kind of the what, like, what are the sorts of things you do or how do you partner with veterans and employers in your day-to-day work?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, we've been working on this or in this space for 4 or 5 years. So we've explored quite a few different things. We've worked and continue to work with SkillBridge, which is kind of a, I guess you could almost describe it as like a public-private partnership to do internships coming out of the military. We have worked with apprenticeships that are very structured. We've worked with direct placement. So there's a lot of different things that we've kind of tried, and I feel like our team has become really well-versed in the resources available and some of the challenges present at transition. Like I mentioned before, a lot of the services out there focus on more senior enlisted or officers, and the reality is that about 60 to 70% of transitioning military members get left out of a lot of those resources because they're enlisted, more junior, non-degreed, some of that non-traditional talent. So we work with any military member or recently transitioned veteran, regardless of rank or years of experience. And we do specifically have several programs that are geared towards more like junior, non-degreed or technical backgrounds. What that looks like in the day-to-day. So on the military member side, we have military members that we work with. And then we also have employer partners that we work with. So on the military member side, we work with them to vet them for and align them to specific jobs that our employer partners have available. One challenge sometimes is that military members don't even always know how to align themselves to a specific job that they might be good at. So sometimes we can help with that identification and make sure that they are a good fit. And then we help prepare them for interviews. We support them throughout the interview process. We're rolling out some resources that are gonna be free tools and tactics to help military members land their next job and advance their career. They're gonna be on our app on transitionoverwatch.com, totally free for them to access. And we've got a really great executive career coach that has some really powerful internal alignment things, values alignment, kind of getting your headspace right as you're coming into transition, or even for veterans or National Guard or reservists who may be going from a deployment to back to the civilian space, things like that. And then we have actual like tangible tools and tactics they can use with aligning their resume, doing their LinkedIn, different things like that, and some of the best practices that we've found. So that's all going to be launched here in the next couple weeks on transitionoverwatch.com for military members specifically. And then on the employer side, We work with employers really for all types of jobs and industries. I mean, we're really open. We're looking for people that want to work with veterans. So we work hard to build relationships with the hiring teams so we can create a smooth process for everyone. We've really had some great, great companies that we're able to work with, and we've been able to see the military members that we've placed there really thrive. And that's been exciting to see those transitions just made a lot more smooth and simple on both sides, really. So yeah, it's been exciting to see this sort of transition Overwatch process come together over the last couple of years to where we are now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This episode of How We Interview is brought to you by Riembi. You understand the importance of maximizing your team's efficiency. Instead of having your recruiters or coordinators spend time with expense reports to reimburse candidates for interview expenses, automate the process with Riembi. Riembi streamlines the reimbursement process, ensuring your candidates receive their reimbursement quickly and accurately. Your team can focus on other essential aspects of the hiring process by eliminating reimbursement tasks from their workload. Automating reimbursements is a significant improvement to the candidate experience. No more dealing with spreadsheets, attaching receipts to emails, or waiting weeks to receive the payout. With Riembi, the reimbursement payout to your candidates is sent the same day expenses are approved. To learn more about how Riembi can help your team, visit Riembi.com. That's Riembi, R-E-I-M-B-I.com.
You talked about it a little bit, but working with employers, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what are some common objections you get in you know, or misconceptions about hiring veterans. And then on the flip side, like, why, well, you know, if somebody's listening to this and they're like, this is just something maybe I've not gotten into as much as I have. What are some of the pluses or the positives that a veteran could bring to a team?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think one misconception about military members is that none of the experience they're going to have is going to be relevant, or they need to be like entry level because they're not professionals. When in reality, even if you're talking to someone who went straight from high school into the military for 4 years, you know, which is kind of the typical enlistment length, even if you're working with someone with that short amount of time, they've had 4 years of intense training, accountability, you know, growing responsibility. Most of them have had at least about a year of some kind of supervisory experience. So they're coming in with a minimum of 4 years of legit, robust professional experience where they've had to be accountable. They've had to follow processes. They've gone through extensive training. So military members are professionals. And even if they don't have a degree, you know, they're coming in typically with much higher levels of responsibility and accountability that they've been held to than a typical person at that age would have experienced. So sometimes you see someone, you know, they might be 22 or 23 and they're coming out of the military and they're, you know, going into a job and saying, hey, I have supervisor experience. I have this, I have that. And it's surprising, I think, sometimes to employers to see, and it's sometimes a little bit of a paradigm shift to go, okay, this person has real experience. Where can we put them? Where are they going to be a good fit? So that I think is a big one. I mean, the average experience of a person who comes through Transition Overwatch right now is about 8 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we work with, you know, a lot of very, very experienced people. I think one, and I'm sure you've heard this with your veteran background, one misconception I've heard a few times is that it's this kind of old school mentality that everybody coming out of the military is like a drill sergeant or has this like drill sergeant personality. Yeah. And that's just not true. I mean, the military is not a monolith. It's extremely diverse. I talk to military members every day and every single one is just incredibly different. You know, they all have different personalities and interests and backgrounds and experiences, and they're great at following procedures and they have a lot of commonality in maybe some of the values of like being mission driven and working in a team and those kinds of things, but they're not in any way the same. And you can actually, I think, open up a whole world of diversity within your team by bringing them in. One that my team was discussing recently, one misconception is that I think companies think if they're not near a military base, that they can't have a military hiring program. And I think two things to keep in mind with that. One is that a lot of military members are willing to relocate if it's the right opportunity. And for a lot of them, the right opportunity includes having room to grow. Yeah. I think virtually every single one I talk to, I'm like, what are you looking for in your next career? And they're like, I just want to be in a place where I can grow. I just want to learn. I want to grow. So if you can create a space where they can see a pathway to growth within your organization, a lot of them will move to be part of that. Or we find a huge amount of military members move back home or to a place where they have family that's not anywhere near a military base, sometimes really rural, kind of out of the way places, sometimes very central places. And so there's military members and veterans everywhere. So just because you're not near a base doesn't mean that you can't work with military members. And I think the other one is just that I think a lot of companies feel like, oh, the jobs we have don't have a clear counterpart in the military. So how would a military member fit into our organization? And I think there's a couple things there. One is that I do think, as we've kind of touched on, there's a mindset shift that needs to happen if you want to hire diverse or unconventional candidates of any kind. And I think the more you can look at aptitude and culture fit and hard, broad stroke skills, like you need someone that can do operations. Have they led people? Are they organized? Are they, accountable? What are the baseline things that you need? They might not have done it specifically in your industry, or they might not have specifically done this particular task, but they've probably done a lot of the broad strokes things. And are you willing to kind of look at that? This is something I would say is an advantage of training a military member, but kind of goes with this. Military members are highly trainable. You know, when you come into the military, you come straight into training and you stay in constant training. If you want to be promoted, if you want to grow in your career in the military, you're constantly having to train and be certified and learn. So they're very adaptable. They're very eager to learn, and they're used to having to learn something quickly and apply it in the real world right away. So they're really easy to kind of train and mold into what you need. And I think you'll find that military members have just significantly more experience and responsibility than anyone in a similar role on the civilian side would have had anyway. So you're getting much more value for your investment in a military member because of all the extra stuff they bring that's not on your job description, if that makes sense. Yeah. As far as advantages of hiring a veteran, I mean, I think there's many. I mentioned trainability. They're motivated. They're highly driven. They're looking for growth opportunities. Something I think not a lot of people take into account is that military members are used to a really high level of accountability and meeting their metrics for success. And if you read military performance reviews, they almost always have metrics written in. So, you know, they are used to having to be accountable, be responsible for clearly defined metrics for success in their role. And so I think a lot of times on the civilian side, we do that a lot less than they do in the military. You know, we have a lot less of that structure. So I think that that's a real advantage that they bring, is that they're accustomed to really having to go after. And there's not a lot of options in the military to not meet your goals. I was talking to one of our military members who was saying, she's a software developer, and was saying that it's been so striking for her with the company that she's working for, because she's like, deadlines are not deadlines. Like in the military, if you have a deadline, you have to meet it and you will work until you meet your deadline. And she was like, here they were like, the deadline's on Friday, so like I got all my things done, and then the rest of my team was like, oh, we didn't meet the deadline, it's Monday now, or it's Friday, next Friday. And it was, her mind was blown, you know. And so that's just a mentality, like this is a date, this has to be done, they're gonna get it done. Yeah. So you're getting that high accountability. They're super resilient, they're adaptable, they're used to being in frequently changing environments and, you know, accomplishing their mission. Something my team was talking about that tends to be unexpected with civilian companies for veterans coming in is that they're going to look for ways to make your processes better. And they're used to high standards for safety and, you know, safe work and those kinds of things. If something's not safe in your environment, they might call it out. You know, if they're going to say something, they want to see things improve and be made better. They are used to working in really strong teams and being mission driven. So I think if you can put a veteran in an environment where they care about what you're doing and accomplishing and they can understand the mission and they feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves, obviously I'm generalizing, but there are a lot of people that do really resonate with that and they see that path for growth. I think you'll really get a lot out of them and find that they bring just a tremendous amount of value to your culture.
Yeah, agree in all camps. I think about, like, there's no one size fits all approach. When I think about all the veterans in my life, they all do different things. Like, you know,
right.
And they're all super successful at them. But I love the fact it's not like it, because I think it is a huge misconception. Like, oh, if I'm bringing in a veteran, they can do this or this. And that's just not the case.
Right.
They have broad experience before they served. They have broad experience after. And they're all very different, just like anybody else. So if I'm an employer listening to this and I'm like, yeah, this is amazing, outside of calling you, like, what is, and that's fine too, right?
Yeah.
But what are some things companies can do to attract, engage, and retain the veterans that they already have?
Yeah, that's a great question. In our experience, we've found that the companies that are really successful at attracting and retaining veterans are ones who are really nimble in their approach. They're able to have a little bit of flexibility to say, what training programs do we have available right now that we could put a military member through? Not an unpaid internship over a summer, but like, what is something that maybe we set up for new grads that we could open up that's like a management training program or something that helps them come in and acclimate to our culture and our business that we could open up to, you know, military members, veterans, National Guards, people, reservists, I think, and additional non-conventional talent as well. But, you know, I don't want to go too far on that in this conversation. But that nimbleness in looking at those things, we talk to a lot of companies and we'll say, hey, we noticed on your website that you have this training program that looks amazing that I think military members would do awesome at. They meet all the qualifications except maybe the degree one. And, you know, most of them are going to have more than what you're asking for, where they can come in and like rotate through your whole company and learn your whole business and then spin out into a management role. And they're like, ooh, yeah, that we've only ever done that with people coming straight out of college. And it's like, okay, but like, this might not be that different. You're just going to get a much more experienced person who can probably acclimate more quickly. Nothing against people coming out of college, but it's just a little bit different when you've been in a workforce versus in a college setting. And sometimes it's just hard for companies to think outside of what they've been used to doing, which is hard for all of us, right? So looking at the programs that you already have in place, sometimes you don't have to reinvent the wheel or create something new. Sometimes you can just take a program, a training, a thing that's already there and open it up to military members and see how they do. They can be a great fit for that type of thing. I would say, you know, the one I mentioned to you before, being flexible a little bit in your requirements. If they have 20 years of experience in logistics, but they don't have food, is that really a deal breaker? You know, do they really need that experience to be successful in the job? Could they learn it over the next 90 days when you're going to be training someone anyway and get up to speed? And if not, that's okay. But if they can, then, you know, maybe consider a military member for that. Sometimes they, like I said before, they don't always know how to align themselves to a civilian job. And so sometimes if you interview them for one thing and you discover, hey, actually, this person might be really great over here, let them know that, you know, work with them. The companies we found that have been the most successful really and then have actually employed the most veterans look for the high performers. They look for the broad stroke skill sets. They look for the culture and the personality fit, and then they'll create or adapt or adjust a job so that a military member can step into it. And those military members, in our experience so far, have been really successful. I think looking beyond the degree requirement is a big one. I see tons and tons and tons of jobs that really don't need degrees that have them. Only 20% of the enlisted force, as far as we know right now, have degrees. So you're missing 80% of the enlisted military population. Nearly all officers have degrees, so that's a bit of a different story. I mean, at this point, probably 100% of officers have degrees, because you have to have one to become an officer. But on the enlisted side and in the general population, only about 30% of the population have degrees. So you're missing out on a lot of incredible candidates by having a hard degree requirement. I think taking a chance on interviewing a veteran whose resume isn't perfect, why we're rolling out this suite of tools and tactics, for a shameless plug, because it's free for military members. Please go use it to fix your resumes up. But a lot of them just don't have great resources around resumes, and they're doing their best, and they're coming from basically a totally different language into, it's like, you know, from the military to the civilian side is sometimes two different languages. So just having a little bit of grace for a resume that maybe isn't exactly what you're used to looking at, and kind of reading between the lines, and seeing the skills that are there, and kind of taking a chance to interview somebody who may look a little bit different. And then also having some grace in the interview process. Most military members we talk to have either never interviewed before or haven't done it in 15 or 20 years since they were, you know, bagging groceries in 10th grade at the, you know, local grocery store, like, which is not the same as coming in and interviewing for a management position, you know? So having that little understanding that, you know, for some military members, not all, they might be a little rough around the edges in the interview, and asking thoughtful questions that are going to draw them out and help them speak to that experience can just really go a long way towards helping you as the hiring manager uncover that hidden talent pool. It's like, if you want to be able to bring in this kind of diverse hidden talent pool that's there, sometimes you have to stretch a little bit, flex, be a little bit nimble in order to uncover those people. And giving a little bit of grace for that learning curve. Like I mentioned before, there may be, I think of military and civilian experience almost like a Venn diagram. Like, mm-hmm. There's going to be a huge amount of military experience, a good amount of crossover, and there's going to be a few things on the civilian side that they haven't touched, because it's just, they're not what you do in the military, you know? So having a little bit of grace that they're probably going to have to learn some things, and they're going to probably surprise you at how quickly they get up to speed. So I think that those are some things. Also, looking at the data, are your veteran efforts working? You know, we talk to a lot of companies that are like, oh yeah, we have a veteran initiative, we're good. And we're like, well, awesome. How many veterans have you employed in the last year? Oh, you know, you have thousands of employees. How many veterans do you have, you know, from the last year? 2, 5, you know, like, I'm not sure what your metrics for success are, but that doesn't seem like very many people, you know? So how many people are getting employed? How many people are coming through? Are you only looking at a niche group? You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, we have a veteran hiring initiative, but it's only looking at officers or senior enlisted. And those are great people. Like, they have a tremendous amount on board. They are amazing candidates. But there's also, you know, a huge percentage of other people on the enlisted side that often just get totally overlooked that are amazing. So being a little bit open there as well. And then including veterans in your DEI efforts. I know I mentioned this before, but a lot of people don't think about veterans when they think about diverse candidates. And they are, you know, on a legal level, they're considered a protected group. You know, they should be part of those efforts. And I think investing in bringing more of those candidates into your organization can really add a lot of value. So those would be the things. And then obviously working with a group like us, I would say looking at groups that support a broad spectrum of military members. And I think also looking at groups or programs that vet and support candidates through the process, because I know some challenges sometimes that companies can face is that they'll set up a military hiring initiative, but they don't know how to properly vet the candidates. And then sometimes they end up with one or two candidates that aren't a great fit. And then they go, veterans don't work well with us. when maybe we need to adjust what we're doing on the vetting and alignment side to make sure you're getting the right people in the door. So that's a big thing that we've worked with companies on, and I think can make a huge difference in those programs being successful. I think the last thing I would say is, if you have veterans in your organization, ask them, what can we be doing to be more veteran friendly? What could we do to bring more veterans into the organization? Who do you know that would be great working here, that's a military member that we could bring in? That's an awesome place to start as well.
Read my mind. I was just going to say that. Like, I have gone as far as an interviewer, since it is the How We Interview podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I have 100% of the time, if I see somebody who's served, we'll ask them about that. And if you want to get somebody to talk about their background, you ask a veteran about their time in service and thanking them and thanking them for the service. But then Absolutely. Also, if you have folks in your organization who have served, bring them in the room, bring them in those interviews. It completely
changes
the tone of what those interviews could look like. And all of a sudden, that interview that you may not have been looking forward to, or you maybe did not see as much of a fit, that person absolutely comes out of their shell. You start to see how they can be an asset to your organization.
I think that's a great point. I wasn't even thinking about that, but it is true. You know, so many people that we work with that find out there's a veteran involved in the interview process, they absolutely light up. It puts them so much more at ease, because they're like, okay, this person's going to understand what I've been through, or, you know, have some grid for what I'm bringing to the table. So that's a great suggestion.
Yeah. And in the end, we all just want to be understood. So I think that's really what it boils down to.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to have conversations that, you know, where you're not totally comfortable as a hiring manager. That's the only way to get diverse talent into an organization, is to talk to people that are different, come from different backgrounds, that maybe think differently than we do. And I think it's easy to be comfortable in whatever we're used to. And sometimes you have to stretch yourself as the hiring manager or the interviewer or the recruiter, and be willing to have conversations where you don't always know what to say or what to do, but, you know, there's resources available for that. And it can really, really, I think, improve. And improve is maybe a strong word, but add value to your organization.
100%. I mean, I've mentioned this in previous episodes, if anybody's listened to more than one of these, like I'm obsessed with team chemistry, and I'm obsessed with like diverse ways of thinking and diverse backgrounds. And I don't know if you've ever walked in a room with the team and the team comes in and they all look the same, talk the same, act the same, dress the same. It's like they're a dance team. It's crazy to me. And so
That's a weird analogy,
but
I love it.
But it's I'm kind of finding myself on the other camp, that like I really want to be challenged to think differently. And I always love those situations where you're a little bit uncomfortable, but you're growing and you're thinking and you're changing and evolving. And I love those opportunities. Yeah. This has been an awesome conversation. If somebody's listening to this, like, oh my God, like this is a massive opportunity for us, I never really understood maybe some of these biases I had, what's the best way to contact you, Emily?
Yeah, we're happy to even just have conversations with companies that don't know where to start. You know, if you're hearing this and it's overwhelming and you're like, man, I would love to do that, but I have no idea where we would even take a step in this direction. You know, you can reach out to us. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to connect to try to, you know, help you understand how to set this up in an effective way for your organization, because obviously we want to see your company, you know, doing well and meeting your goals as you're bringing military members in. So, you know, transitionoverwatch.com is our website. That's probably the easiest place to go, both for any military members that might be listening or veteran, as well as employer partners. We have, you know, different pages there that you can look at depending on where you're coming from. transitionoverwatch.com. I always say it really fast, but just in case anyone didn't understand my speedy run through. But that's the best place to go to, you know, for military members to access that content that we have coming that hopefully will be helpful for them, as well as to connect with us, you know, about any potential jobs that we might have available. And then employer partners who are interested in, or employers, I should say, who are interested in partnering with us, or even just want to explore how they could connect with more military members, that's a great place to start.
Great. I will put a link in the notes as well, and also a link to your LinkedIn. I appreciate what you're doing for the community, and I appreciate your time. I really enjoyed our discussion.
Thanks so much, Aaron. This was awesome. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Thank you, Emily.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the How We Interview podcast brought to you by Riembi. Head to our website at howweinterview.com to find the show notes and links mentioned in this episode. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast through your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. Leaving us a rating and review also helps us reach more listeners interested in learning from other talent acquisition professionals.